Well, I think a lot of people were surprised when they heard on Friday morning that Schepler's Mackinac Island Ferry service had been sold. A lot of us didn't see that coming, but then you hear what the family says about the business and the decision, and it all makes sense. Joining us right now from Schepler's is Chris Schepler. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, and I got to say congratulations. This is a big deal for you and your family, isn't it?
It certainly is a big deal. After, we've been doing this for coming up on our 78th year, and after, our families started to discuss what the future looks like and what that whole, what does that mean? And we came to the conclusion that one of our options would be this. So we started to investigate it with a mergers and acquisition company down in Birmingham, Michigan, Greenwich Capital, and they laid out things. We looked at some other options that we talked about, and this happened so quickly. And next thing we got to this point, and we decided to pull the trigger.
I bet there was an awful lot of interest in your company once word got out that you were looking for a buyer.
We did have a ton of interest, and that interest, we narrowed it down to four prospects and went with the Hoffman family of companies because of their culture. It's very like-minded with what we do, how they treat their cast members or their employees. We call them cast members, is exactly the way we do, and it just is a really, really good fit for all concerned, not only, our cast members, but also our guests and Mackinac Island as a whole. So we feel we've done the right thing, and I think that being proactive with what we're going to do with the business was also very important to us. Instead of being reactive, instead of 7 or 8 years down the road, we decide that we all want to get out, my brothers and sisters, then what do we do? And so being proactive like we are is a lot better than being reactive. And we all agree that this is, while bittersweet and sad as well, that this is the right thing to do for everyone.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I can imagine this has probably been a very nostalgic period for you, especially since the news broke on Friday, just recalling and telling a lot of stories about really growing up in this business.
Yeah, and I certainly did. I mean, I lived right on the dock there until I was 8 years old. And, my dad and I were sitting in my office on Friday after the announcement. And, just kind of reliving some of the old days and a couple of giggles here and there. But it was nice to sit and kind of reflect with him. But yeah, it is bittersweet for sure, still to this, till today, but in my heart of hearts, I know that this is the right thing to do to keep the legacy of what my father and grandfather started going.
Well, and it is quite a legacy, isn't it? It really is quite a legacy, isn't it?
Well, I thank you. I would like to think so, yes.
Are you still going to be involved in the business, Chris?
Yes, I'm guaranteed for 3 years, and I'm going to continue in my same role. That doesn't change. My brother's going to continue. Actually, we're staying on as 10% owners of the company, so we'll still have a vested interest in the company. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to work for somebody instead of always having to make the decisions and have that, have that right on my shoulders. It'll be interesting to see how I feel as we work through the first year. So we're still going to be around, and we'll be on the docks. And I don't think there's going to be, from an outside perspective, I really don't think there's going to see any change at all in what we do.
You've had a busy couple of years there at Schepler. Well, I mean, obviously with COVID, it's been unusual, as it has for everybody. But just the last few years, you have introduced new boats into the fleet. I mean, you've been pretty active.
We really have, and our capital expenditures, our CapEx, has been off the charts for the last 5 years, and we've kind of stopped that and slowed that just a little bit, not for any other reason, but just to maybe save some money. And we've done that, and while at the same time have our infrastructure pretty much where we want it. There's a few tweaks that we would like to do, and with the capital investment by Mr. Hoffman, I I believe that we can get these done without any issues, and he's on board for it all and very excited. So, we're going to keep pushing the throttle and keep offering the best service that we possibly can.
Well, I can't wait to get up there and take a ride over to Mackinac Island. That's where so many vacations start, is on one of your boats.
Well, I thank you for that again, and we're excited to get going this year. April 21st is our opening day, and hopefully we have another busy summer like we did last year.
I bet you will. Chris, thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning. Again, congratulations.
Absolutely, Paul. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.